Mission Health's sale to for-profit HCA may be final, but those who pushed back against the deal during the many months of its negotiation are far from finished. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein negotiated stronger protections for rural hospitals as a result of the community outcry, but there's still plenty of skeptical optimism despite the changes that have been made. The search committee of Yancey and Mitchell County is one of the loudest voices advocating for greater access to health care in rural areas. Risa Larson says the group is celebrating that many of the changes they brought up were made to the contract, but adds, this is not the last you will hear from Search.
With regard to the large foundations, it's not unusual for it to be 2 years before they are up and running. There's a lot of work to be done to make sure that everything gets set up correctly.
Local chapters of the NAACP were a big part of the community voice against the lack of diversity on the Dogwood Health Trust Board, the nonprofit foundation that was created with the proceeds from the sale. Enrique Gomez is the president of the Jackson County NAACP. He says he's still concerned to see how Dogwood will work to solve racial inequity in healthcare.
There, what we want to do, what we would like to see, is that Dogwood Trust, as well as the New Mission Hospital as part of HCA, both will have to work together to come up with a systemic plan to address those inequalities here in these mountains as well.
Macon County Mayors Patrick Taylor of Highlands and Bob Scott of Franklin both came out strongly against Mission's decision to become a part of HCA's for-profit health system. Vice Mayor of Franklin, Barbara McCray, is more optimistic that the deal can bring much-needed funding to projects in the region. She's learned a lot about the local access to health care as an ovarian cancer survivor.
It sounds like the town and the county and the region have gotten a really good deal, as good as we could possibly have hoped for, given the state of health care in the United States today.
Dogwood Health Trust has already promised $25 million over the next 5 years for an opioid and substance abuse program and to build a new hospital in Franklin. Time will tell how those projects play out in the region. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.